Okay, so hello everyone, and welcome to this class, Mastering Facial Expressions. And I'll do a little introduction about myself. So I am a former COP employee, and I worked here as an artist, or I should say illustrator. And I worked here for about 10 years. So I love to sketch and draw different expressions. I like to have dramatic expressions if needed. So I think showing emotion in the face is the most important thing for an artist to do, or illustrator when you're trying to illustrate a story or a certain scene. Emotional expressions give life to a face. You know, if there's no expression, then it's just like a mask. So, as we know that face is the first thing we look at when we're looking at a person, or it's the first thing we want to look at. You know, if we see the back of a person, like we want to get to look at the face to see or to connect with the person. So, because that's how you read a person, or we know what the person is thinking, sort of, or what's going on if there's, and as far as illustrations go, we can tell by what's going on in the action, but also it is important to get the facial expression right. And as illustrators, we're telling a story with our drawings. So drawing realistic and dramatic, if needed, expressions will enable us to tell the story effectively, because we're visual storytellers. So the most important facial features, and they're the obvious ones, is the eyes, the nose, the mouth, and the eyebrows. And these facial features, they're the communicators of the expression. However, what is really behind the expressions? Like, who's pulling the strings here, so to speak? It is the muscles that, the underlying muscles. They're the ones that pull these features, like the eyes, the nose, and the mouth, different directions to express a certain, or to show a certain expression. So it is very important to know facial anatomy or facial muscle anatomy to draw realistic and believable expressions, if that makes sense. Otherwise, the expressions can turn out to look a little bit fake, or just something doesn't look right, or you can spend like a long time trying to get the expression right. If you don't know the muscle anatomy, if you don't know what is really going on behind the expression, or what makes the expression. So also knowing the muscle anatomy, or knowing the different muscles that play a key role in expressions, will help you to draw certain expressions from memory. So if you have a model that just didn't do a really good job getting the expression right, you know, it just looks a little fake, especially, there are models like that sometimes. Then if you know what is going on, or like if you know how the muscles act for different expressions, or which muscles are pulled, you can draw it from memory. You can improve that expression that the model didn't do quite right in your drawing. So here we're going to go through 11 different key muscles of expression, and that play a key role in expressing different emotions. So we have the squinting muscle, the eyelid muscle, and you can see they're numbered there on the face. Number 3, sneering muscle, smiling muscle, lip stretcher, brow lifter, lip tightener, frowning muscle, I have a bad day muscle, or I call it bad day, and speaking muscle and pouting muscle. Okay, so the squinting muscle, it's the muscle here down below the eyes, and I want you to go ahead and try these muscles out. So like set aside your self-consciousness or whatever. Don't be self-conscious. We're gonna all be showing different expressions here in this class. Because in order to remember this, or you need to use, the more you use different senses, like you're gonna hear me say it or speak, and then you're gonna see it, and then you're gonna feel it by actually using those muscles. Anyways, so the squinting muscle is the one down here below the lower eyelid. And so you can feel it, like your the lower eyelid goes up when you squint. Okay, so the squinting muscle, it's attached to the inner orbit of the eye, and to, it kind of goes to the high cheek, so it's like that, okay? And it squeezes the eyes and from the down up. Anyways, the next one is the eyelid muscle. It's the one between the eye and your eyebrow over here. It's a very tiny muscle, but it's very subtle. If you try it out, you can feel that it's just like it's hard to feel it because it's just so tiny. It raises the eyelid, the upper eyelid, as in surprise. But try not to lift your brow, like eyebrows, with your the brow lifter, this other muscle. Just use the one over here between the eyebrow and the eye. It kind of lifts the eyebrows a little bit. So it's used in a few different expressions. So this is the sneering muscle. This one's very dramatic. I think it's my favorite, sort of. Like, not to use, but to draw. So this muscle, it regulates the nostrils. It pulls them up, or usually, it would be for angry expressions. It's even used in crying and laughing, if you laugh really hard. And in a few different, yeah. It's usually used with in connection with other muscles. So, and it's also used in a disgust or disdain expressions. The smiling muscle. This muscle, it connects from high cheek to mouth corner. So it's here. If you try to smile, you actually feel it over here. Like I feel the pull down here. I can even feel where it connects. So it pulls the mouth into a smile. Now, this is the lip stretcher. This is, it comes from the rear jaw and originates in the upper chest. That's kind of interesting. So if you do this, I can feel the pull over here. Can you feel the pull? It stretches the mouth down, so it's like ooh. Yeah, it's used in a few different expressions. Okay, the brow lifter. This is a bit like I think it's one of the bigger muscles, facial muscles here. It connects from the top of the skull along the hairline. It lifts the eyebrows as in surprise or shock. So it's like ooh, it really lifts up your eyebrows and the upper eyelids of your eyes, so like that you can see the whole iris. Yeah, and it creates a lot of folds here on the forehead.
Have you ever looked at Captain Crunch? See, his eyelids are all the way up on his hat. Okay. Yeah. Of course, his eyebrows are way up on his hat.
Yeah. So, like, if you're drawing, make sure, like, if you lift the eyebrows as if using the eye, if you're drawing and you want to lift the eyebrows, you also need to consider the upper eyelids. See, they also go up. So when you draw, make sure you try to use these muscles, like do it with your face, and then you know what's supposed to go up or what's going on. Okay, so now this is the lip tightener. It's just above your lip, and it tightens your lips. And this is the frowning muscle. It's used a lot. It's right over here. It pulls the inner ends of your eyebrows. Okay, so. This muscle is at the bridge of the nose, and it's used in many different expressions. I think it's one of the most common ones. This is have a bad day muscle. It's located right over here, and it pulls your lip corners down. I just can't feel it over here. There we go. Yeah. It begins from lower jaw and connects with the corners of the mouth. I pulled them mouth corners for a set expression. And this is the speaking muscle. If it's right here, and if you just move your bottom lip, I just can feel it over here. And just as it is illustrated right there, like you just feel it like this one. Russians speak that way. They kind of just use their mouth to speak. They don't, or their lips, so it goes like, they don't use like the whole face to speak like the Americans do. Hello! Anyways, and this is the pouting muscle. This is the 11th muscle here. So the pouting muscle, children use it a lot, and it's like it lifts up your lower lip. It goes up. It makes the lower lip go up. Like it pushes it up, and you can feel like the muscle right here in your chin. Yeah. Anyway, so knowing these muscles and actually knowing where they are will help you a lot to draw realistic expressions. So there are six basic expressions that we're going to go through. They're universal and across different cultures and countries. There are many expressions that are subjective, that like one person can say, okay, that he looks like he's in pain, or this looks like this. But these six basic expressions, they're universal, like they have been tested and everybody says the same thing about them. So that Mona Lisa one is, it's a slight smile. It's a very, so many people or researchers have researched that expression, and they think it's the most mysterious expression ever. And it's the most popular painting that there's still, the research still goes on about that expression. So anyway, so the first one we're gonna is sadness. These notes are stapled. Anyway. Okay, so the crying one. You can speak up if you want of which muscles do you think we're using. We're gonna go through this, and you feel free to say what you think. So the crying muscle, it uses the lower half of the, so the lower half of the face opens up and the top closes down. So there's quite a few different expressions that have that, like the laughing one. Also, the top closes up and the bottom opens. And the sneezing one, the coughing one, and the crying, the laughing one. These are expressions, the top closes and the bottom opens up. It's because a lot of air is expelled in these expressions from your lungs, and so that your eyes it's a protectant for your eyes. So there's a lot of, if your eyes are open, a lot of pressure would go into the eyes, and so it closes down. And then, yeah. It's similar to the other expressions. The crying mouth is usually square shaped, and the eyes are closed with a squinting muscle. There's also the frowning muscle. It pulls the eyebrows down in the middle. The sneering muscle is also used. Usually, more so, adults use the sneering muscle when they cry. You don't see it as much in children as you see, like in that girl. You don't really see the sneering muscle right there. Although, I think the lines that come from her nose, that could suggest the sneering muscle somewhat, because the sneering muscle, it pulls the nostrils up, like, yeah. And also the lip stretcher muscle, it pulls the lower lip tight. The lip stretcher is right here, so it's like, it pulls the lower lip really tight. And then there's the grief expression. It's when the expression of crying or sadness is inside of you. So there's restraint on the face. And the only way you can tell that the person is sad or like crying inside is by the frown, the lowered eyelids. You can see that man, like the Asian woman, you don't see as much of a, like you don't see, the frown is not as pronounced there, but it's because of, you have to consider the race as well when you do the expressions. So the sad one, when the sad mouth gives the expression, it's not stretched as when you're crying, but the upper lip is still squared. I think the speaking muscle pulls the lip up, so it's like, and you have the pouting muscle. So the frowning is also, the frowning muscle is also there between the eyebrows. Okay, in the pout, you can also see what's going on there. There's the frown, the lower lip is out, it's pulled up, and there's the bad day muscle where it makes your lip, the lip corners go down, the mouth corners. There's the anger. We have the rage one uses so many muscles. So many different muscles. We have the fierce glaring eyes. That's not the muscle thing, but it's something to consider when you're drawing the. And then the mouth is about to shout or say something or growl. And then there's also a lot going on with the frowning muscle. There's a lot of, especially in adults, there's a lot of lines. And it brings the brows down, and there's the fold in the middle, the nose bridge. A lot of folds going on over there across. The squinting muscle, it kind of squints your eyes a little bit. So you're like, you know, and the eyelid muscle is used. The sneering muscle is very strong. It's dominant in the angry face, and the speaking muscle. Yeah, and then there's also the angry eyes and the stern face. It's a lot of the frowning muscle is dominant in the stern expression. Okay, the joy, the pleasant one. So the smiling. Smiling is the most efficient expression because it uses only two different muscles. It's a very nice expression. So what happens there, like there's the smiling muscle where it uses these muscles and the squinting muscle over here. So your eyes, squint a little bit. What makes a fake smile? Does anybody know what makes a fake smile?
And the eyes aren't involved.
Yeah, you just have one muscle, which would be the smiling muscle. So you go like, nothing's happening with the eyes. Your eyes need to also smile, squint, like, yeah, they kind of, yeah, go up, the squinting muscle pulls them up a little bit. And so that makes the smile warm, kind, and there's like, there's this charm to the smile when your eyes are involved as well. So then there's the laughing one, it uses a lot of different muscles. So again, the top of your face closes down and the bottom opens up. The squinting muscle is used. There's the crow's feet are mostly present in like in adults. I think the children don't have that much. You have the nostrils, or the sneering muscle pulls up the nostrils right there. And then you have deep lip corners because your mouth is pulled open like to the back. You're laughing, and then the chin is smooth. Like your chin muscles are not used like the speaking muscle or the pouting or the bad day muscle is not there. That's what's different between crying and laughing, because laughing and crying is like very similar muscles are used for that. And then there's the fear. You have terror, very dramatic expression there. With terror, with fear and surprise, there's very a lot of similarities. But with fear, the mouth is square shaped, or is it kind of stretches your mouth and pulls it down a little bit. You have the sneering muscle going on. And there's also the worry expression as well. The eyebrows is what dominates the frowning muscle and the worry expression. And there's a disgust. There's a lot of muscles used in that one. So the sneering muscle is dominant in these expressions. You can see the frowning muscle, the squinting, the pouting muscle also raises the chin and wrinkles it like that. Disdain is a lot of sneering muscle, but it's very subtle. You're kind of like, ugh. Or you're also, your eyes are lowered and your head kind of goes up, so you're like, ugh. Yeah. When you're looking down on someone. And the last one is the surprise. So, surprise, and compared to the fear one, and fear, like there's a lot more involved than the surprise. The surprise one, your mouth is just open. It's a lot more relaxed, and your eyebrows are raised. You're using the brow lifter right there, and the upper eyelids are raised, and the white above the iris is always shown in surprise, or mostly always. It kind of depends on the person. Mouth drops, but with corners like closed together. So it's like, instead of like, with fear, you'd be like, you know. So it's a little bit different there. So are you ready to do some exercises? Actually try drawing those expressions using different muscles. I want to do a little bit, little recap on facial proportions. So some of you might know this already. So we have the central axis and the eye level that goes across. So the space between the eyes and the chin is equal to the space from the eyes to the top of the head. Then the iris equals with the corners of the mouth on both sides. The space between the eyes is the same as the length of your eye, one eye, so like the space over here. And the corners of your nose are aligned like with the beginning of your eye. So that's kind of easy to remember. It'll help you. I did print out guides, like face guides, where you're gonna do your practice, different expressions, just so it would be easier for you and so we don't waste time on trying to get it perfect. But just, this would be a good thing for you to know and get it right. Also, as we're gonna practice, and we have the mirrors, so we can do like direct observation, because when you're illustrating or doing art, a lot of times doing the expressions yourself will help you to get the right expression, because this is the best tool you have, and it's always with you, is your own face. And that's what cartoonists use a lot. They always have a handheld mirror when they're drawing. That's how they, that's the reference they have, is their own face. What else do I want to say about the... So I want you to do the six different basic expressions that we went through. And you don't have to, don't get into trying to make you look like yourself because, you know, you're drawing yourself. I just want that expression, okay? And you're gonna have to do a little bit of shading because a lot of expressions are muscles, they need that shading. Like, you don't, you can't illustrate everything with just lines. Some of the things, some of the transitions or are, some of the muscles are identified with shading more so than lines, okay? Oh, and before we get to practicing, I just wanted to show a little bit what I have done. Maybe I'll do a few here. I did this morning kind of quickly. So, I have the base here. And then, this is that girl crying that we had on the screen. Okay, you can see the square, the crying mouth is square shaped, and then you see that the eyes are closed when we cry. This is not a very dramatic cry, but they're a little bit all different. You know, it really depends on the person. I think this eye maybe. So the squinting muscle is used when the eyes close. That's what makes the eyes close up. So maybe there should be a little more squinting going on. And there's the frown. And it is kind of hard to do all that with a child's face, because if you do too much, if you show too many lines, it's starting to look like an adult. So you have to be very subtle with child's face. The same with Asian faces, you know, their faces are so open and they don't have very many lines. So this one is the grief expression. You can see her eyes are lower down. We should have a little more maybe expression, I mean the frowning muscle over here. Sometimes there's horizontal folds going on over here, but it's better to illustrate it with shading rather than lines, because then it kind of looks a little bit funny. So it's just a lot of, it takes a lot of practice to get it right, sort of, or maybe it's really good to look at your face, to reference your face like in the mirror, or have a reference that you look off on. So then we also have, also did the sad face, the baby face. So you can see the bad day muscle, which pulls the corners of the mouth down, and then the pouting muscle pulls up the lower eyelid there. Then there's also, I think there's a little bit of sneering muscle going on over here, but you can't really see that in babies or children. It's not as pronounced. And then the frown, of course, is dominant here. And here's the angry face that I did really fast. So there's a lot going on here. There's the frowning muscle pulls the eyebrows down, and yet, like, you also have the ends of the eyebrows go up. Then you have the sneering muscle. It's the dominant the dominant muscle of this expression. The nostrils go up and the middle of your nose goes down. And of course the mouth there. Okay, so should I do one, two? If you can go ahead and start doing the different expressions. Can you go back or the six different expressions? Actually, you have it on your the six different expressions listed on your printout there. So to practice or to draw those expressions, you can use both. You can use yourself with the mirror, or you can use reference the photos that I have over there. So the one I'm going to be doing while you're all practice as well, like we're going to do it, I'm going to be doing the terror one, and if any of you want to follow along or can do your own thing, and just I'm going to speak or give tips while we all of us work together. So in terror, the upper eyelid is pulled up with your eyelid muscle, and the squinting muscle pulls the lower eyelid down. That's why and the brow lifter also plays a huge role in lifting and opening those eyes really big in terror. So when you're sketching from life or from reference, don't get stuck in one place and just try to get the eye right. Just go, your pencil or your hand should be the same as your eye. Your eyes, when they're looking something, they look at something, they kind of go everywhere. They're like here, there, and they're trying to assess the whole thing. That's how your pencil, your hand should be that way too. Kind of goes here, there, and it kind of draws the whole face as, not as in parts, but as the whole picture, okay? And so try to do with these quick strokes everywhere. So the eye, just be very sketchy at first. If you just get stuck in one place, and then it's just, the whole thing might turn out very, like that one place is going to be big and everything else is going to be small, or the proportions will not turn out quite right. Just go from one thing to the other and try to do it all at once. And go lightly at first, and I'm sure you know that. So go back and reference which muscles are used in an expression that you're drawing to make sure you have them all, you got them all on your, on the face. Sometimes you can add expression by, adding expression like to the hair, like, or their action. So I don't know if you remember the pleasant, like some of the surprise ones, you know, their hair kind of goes like this. Yeah, it kind of adds, it's more like trying to be dramatic. It's a little more cartoonish, but it really adds to the whole look of, yeah.
On the upper eyelid, is that almost, like, is that almost hidden underneath, like, not your eyebrow, but the upper eye almost?
It goes from, like, the inner orbit, like, behind your eye. It connects with the area over here.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that it almost looks...
Like, it uses them to frown? Is that what you're saying?
I guess there's more surprise, or I guess... I guess the chair was a little bit wider.
Oh, yeah. The guy I'm drawing, he's actually Asian, so it's funny, like when I draw these Asian faces, it's a little bit hard to really get it right in a way, because there's not a whole lot going on, like, in the eyes. The skin is kind of tight there, and so, yeah, there's just very subtle things that make that expression look realistic. Knowing the aging process, or what we're going to go through in the next workshop, is also kind of goes hand in hand with expressions in a way, because you have to know what happened, like what shows up, like what is in the face, like, of children and versus, like, older people, like which folds are actually prominent or show up, and so that, like, children don't look too old if you're trying to make a certain expression, or if, when adults, like, when their eyes squinting, so you're gonna have a lot of lines go, like, on crow's feet, or there's a lot of lines going on around the eyes. So the guide that I have provided for you. The face contour, the face outline, it for some of the expressions, you know, when the lower part of the face goes down, like for crying, laughing, or whatever, or disgust, so it's going to be lower than the outline is, so you know, like, you don't try to fit it in that outline, like, it's going to move whichever way, and sometimes, like, for children, you're going to have the cheeks a lot more rounder, or for some adults, they're gonna go in a little bit more. So just so you be aware of that. So if you practice, I'd suggest you have, like, a separate sketchbook for practicing expressions. And just every day, or not every day, I mean, if you're really into it, you just do all kind of different expressions, just sketch, either from memory or from references, like pull up some references or whatever, and just sketch, and you're going to get so used to it, like, or you're going to know all these different expressions so well that when you're actually illustrating something, it's just going to come to you. You're going to be good at this. Getting it just right, realistic, you can actually see that expression. It doesn't look fake or tight, or just, it's gonna look believable. Does that look like this guy's disgusted? Or, like, you're free to comment on that if you want. It's pretty fast, but. And the reference I used, he's kind of turned away a little bit, but it has many chins below the chin, so it's a little bit hard, but yeah. And, like, when you do the expression, just go back and check which, if you included all the different muscle action, like, if you have used all the muscles that are supposed to be used in that certain expression. And sometimes you go back and check and you're like, oh, I didn't include that. And then you add that one line or just a little bit of that muscle movement there. And you're like, oh, now it looks realistic. Now just looks just right. Mm, you're good.